Hey there, friends. It's Nick. It's episode 183 of the Story Hacker podcast and Label with Care. That's what I'm calling today's podcast because the last day or two, I've been doing something that's completely new for me. It's writing copy that will actually go on a label of an actual product that will actually end up being sold. And that's really interesting. You may not think it's interesting, but it turns out it's storytelling just the same. And there's one of my clients is putting out a new range of products. I'm not going to tell you what in because it's not my place to tell you, but they're putting out a new range of products and they've hired me effectively to do two things. One is to do the actual label copy because that'll be quite complex, but also to position the kind of range. And you know, the thing is, it's all writing, but it's also all storytelling, right? I've talked about how the front offer is the thing that the story we want people to tell themselves if about their lives if they buy the thing we're selling. And what's really interesting about this project is the client has an existing business, but this is an expansion of that business, and they didn't really have a sense of how to position this new kind of brand extension and the way it would work. And I think one of the things that's been really nice over the past couple of months for me, as I've, you know, as the snowball started to roll, as the clients started to come in, is just realizing how much I can do for people. And it is the words, of course, the words really matter, but it's the thinking and the strategy behind the words. I mean, on my website, I have the word strategic copywriter, I think. And that's to differentiate me, I suppose, between the kind of people who are writing, content marketing. So blog, you know, you get copywriters who are paid 10 bucks to write a blog about a certain subject or what have you, and they churn these things out, and good luck to them. That's, you know, that's fine, but it's not the kind of copywriting I do. And while I was writing the story for this new range of products, writing the copy for this new range of products, I was telling a story. I was telling a story that positioned the company, positioned the products, and also made the lives of the potential customers, the prospects, easier. And what was really nice was all the work that I've done over the past couple of years, writing the books, creating the YouTube channels, you know, putting all of this story stuff into practice and getting it kind of embedded in my DNA. It just came out. The idea came out, and I said to the client, you know, this is what I think it should be, bish bash bosh. And the client said, wow, yes, that's exactly how it should be. I really like it. Let's do it. So I started off talking about the label copy. And that's obviously different because this particular product, you know, there are instructions, there are safety requirements. But one of the things you can do when you're writing is you can put personality in or not. You can put depth in or not. And even in, this is my contention, we'll see if it works out, but even with technical products, the way that we talk about them, the way that we guide people through them can make a massive difference. And one of the things that we're doing with this particular range of products is simplifying something that sometimes seems unnecessarily complicated. And that simplification, that kind of straightforwardness is certainly part of the brand of this business I'm working for. And I think the message is for that whatever you're writing, you can do it in a certain way. You know, a couple of years ago, well, say a couple, 4 years ago, I rewrote the terms and conditions of the privacy policy, I think, of the London Dungeon. Now, if you've been to the London Dungeon, it's a mixture of kind of, you know, jump scares and jokes. And we wanted a privacy policy that was, you know, obviously it needed to be legal and it needed to be right and all that kind of thing, but we could still have some personality. We wanted the kind of the personality of the product to bleed through. A bit like I saw Zombieland Double Tap last week. Now, I love Zombieland, the first film, I love it. The second film is definitely nowhere near as good, but it was still, you know, it was entertaining enough. I'm glad I've seen it. And at the start of it, you've got the studio ident, I think it's Columbia, the studio, with the lady who holds the torch up. And so she's holding the torch up like normal, and then two zombies stagger into the screen and go for her. And she, like, lowers the torch and she uses it like a weapon, you know, she's like a hammer almost to knock them down. And then she resumes her spot. And it's just that idea of the brand bleeding through into the, you know, the kind of all the stuff that goes around having a business or a movie studio. And I think it's really important that our personality, well, first of all, it's important to have a personality if you're a business. That's my firm belief. But secondly, it's important that if you have one, it actually is more than skin deep. It's more than just, you know, the mission statement on the wall, God help us, or the like the introduction to the company on the website. You know, it needs to percolate through, right? And that's definitely what I'm doing with this label writing. And it's been really fascinating to try something new and realize that, yes, everything in the end is storytelling. Anyway, I'm going to leave you there. Thanks for listening. I'm recording with a slightly different microphone today, so I hope the audio quality is decent. Anyway, if you haven't hit subscribe. And remember, I've stopped saying this for a while, but remember, your story means business. Thanks very much. Bye.